Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts, lawyer or executive, should be without. Perhaps the biggest news of this period is the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act for FY 2018. This was also the subject of a couple of Ask Us Anything requests, so it must be big news. As usual, there is a whole host of changes in the NDAA. There are way, way too many to address here, but we'll be hosting an annual National Defense Authorization Act webinar on December 11th from 1 to 2 Eastern. If you've not received an invitation and would like one, please let us know. We'll also be publishing a series of blog posts and bullet points, so stay tuned. There's a lot of really interesting stuff in there for the government contracts industry. David?
Thank you, and I appreciate that the right measure of what's a hot topic is the Ask Us Anything post.
It's a useful metric.
It's good for a chuckle, if nothing else. GAO provided to the Congress its annual report on bid protests for the fiscal year. Among other info, the report presented the following. Cases filed declined by 7%. Effectiveness rates rose by 1%. GAO sustained 17% of protests that were resolved on the merits during fiscal year 17 as compared to 23% in 16, and the most prevalent grounds for sustains were unreasonable technical evaluations, unreasonable past performance evaluations, unreasonable cost or price evaluations, inadequate documentation of the record, and flawed selection decisions. On to cybersecurity news. Middle of this month, White House Cybersecurity Coordinator Rob Joyce announced a formative cybersecurity policy entitled Vulnerabilities, Equities, Policy, and Process for the United States Government, or the VEP, I guess, just to make it easy. According to the policy, the primary focus is to prioritize the public's interest in cybersecurity and to protect core internet infrastructure, information systems, critical infrastructure systems, and the U.S. economy through the disclosure of vulnerabilities discovered by the government. The VEP balances whether to disseminate vulnerability information to the vendor supplier in the expectation that will be patched, or to temporarily restrict knowledge of the vulnerability to the U.S. government and potentially other partners so it can be used for national security and law enforcement purposes, such as intel collection, military ops, and counterintel. In striking this balance, the policy has created a level of transparency that has not previously existed, but also allows the U.S. to join with several countries that have announced formal policies in this area. The policy applies to all government components and personnel and contractors and includes government off-the-shelf, commercial off-the-shelfs, or other commercial information systems, including open source software, among many other things. Peter, back to you.
Great. So now we move on to Army modernization. And on November 7th, Acting Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy, issued a memo assigning the Director of Business Transformation the additional responsibility of Director of the Army Modernization Task Force. That task force will examine the Army's modernization process, identify problems stemming from the Army's current organization and management, and make recommendations to restructure or redefine roles accordingly. The task force was established in response to perceptions that Army practices for requirements and capabilities development take much too much time, causing the Army to fall behind in warfighting technology. The memo ordered that no later than February 6th of 2018, the task force must present to the Secretary of the Army and Chief of Staff of the Army its recommendations to redefine roles, functions, authorities, structure, organization, and resources in order to eliminate or reduce problem areas.
Since our last podcast, Departments of State, Treasury, and Commerce issued notice rules amending the Cuba sanctions program. These rules implement President Trump's National Security Presidential Memorandum on strengthening the policy of the U.S. towards Cuba. There are too many moving parts to cover effectively in a podcast, but for those who wish to know more, please let us know or check your regular source of export controls and sanctions, news, and law. A quick update on Ask Us Anything. If anyone has any additional topics for Ask Us Anything, don't forget to send in the questions, and we'll do our best to feature them in a future podcast. You can email those questions to me at drobbins, D-R-O-B-B-I-N-S, at kroll.com, and Peter can use that as a sense of effectiveness and interest in topics in future podcasts. This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, I can be reached at 202-624-2627. and Peter at 202-624-2807. Have a good day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.